Welcome to Welcome to Blocks Games. Here we will be discussing Nether, because this is, as I discussed, as I talked about or said in the last episode, if you guys watched the last episode of Minecraft Mobs, I said I'll be doing the Nether, so yes. So the Nether is a dimension you'll need to go through. You'll need to find, 12 obsidian for. Or wait, no, at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wait, okay. Just need at least, like, 15 obsidian or something. Just a lot of obsidian, and you'll need to build it in a way that is, actually, just any way that's, like, a loop that goes around. It doesn't matter in what shape it is, it has to be at least 4 blocks tall and at least 2 blocks wide. And you'll need a flint and steel, and you have to light that portal by pressing, well, depending on what device you use. If you're on PS4, you'll have to press L2 on any of the obsidian blocks, but it has to be on the inside. And if you're on Xbox, it'll be LT. And yes, if you're on mobile, it's just tap. And on PC, it's just click. It has to be on the inside still. So, we are going to now talk about what's in the Nether. So once you get in, you'll probably see, like, there's, like, red everywhere. It's kind of like, you know, heck. Or, yeah, I'm not allowed to swear. Kind of sucks. But anyway, it's kind of like that. So, it's basically the same thing, except there's zombie pigmen, which are pigs that got struck by lightning, even though that does sound pretty weird. If you hit a pig with lightning, they'll transform to zombie pigmen. Pigman. Jeez, I can't talk. And there is magma cubes, which they're like slime, except they're immune to lava or fire damage. And so are the zombie pigmen. And magma cubes are stronger than slime. And next up we have the wither skeletons. They are very annoying, but you can usually only find them in Nether, they're like Nether dungeons, I guess you could call them. They're like castles. They're made out of Nether brick. And you can only find these dungeons in the Nether. So, you'll find wither skeletons. They are equipped with nothing but a sword. But the thing is, when they hit you, they do quite a bit of damage, and they give you the wither effect. It's like poison, except you can't tell what is your health and what isn't. If you have ever gotten attacked by a wither, you'll understand. But yeah, and if you kill them, you get one of the wither skulls, which, if you know what wither skulls are, you'll know what wither skulls are from the last episode. But let's see. Zombie pigman, magma cube, wither skeletons, Oh yeah, ghasts. Ghasts are so annoying. They're like giant, like actually really big. You can fit like 12 people inside one of those. And they shoot fireball, like they're in the sky. Not the sky, but like they're in the air. They do ranged attacks using fireballs, and you can deflect the fireballs by hitting it with your sword, pressing LT. Not RT, like not the attack button, the LT. It's like a block. And it'll fling back. And I guess you can press RT, but LT, like, it does take up more durability, but you don't have to, like, time it as hard. Both RT, you have to, like, hit at the specific time. And whatever the gas fireball hits, then it explodes. And what the fireball is actually called, it's called, fire charge, I'm pretty sure. Or, like, something like that. And I don't remember how to get it. I'm pretty sure you can get it by killing ghasts or something. No, you have to craft them. I don't remember how, though. So you have to craft the fire charge. And you have to craft the fire charge. And it's like Flint and Steel. Except if you put it in a dispenser, it's like a fireball turret. It's kind of weird. So, if you heard this, oh, never mind. I don't think you could hear that very well. But never mind. So, yeah, I think that's gonna be it for today's episode. Or not today's episode, just the segment. I don't know. Actually, the next part of this, the next segment will be about the types of blocks you can find in the Nether. So yeah, see you guys next one.